Indeed, we are grateful, God, for what you've done for us. We thank you, O Lord, that you've kept us among the living. We thank you, O Lord, that the grave did not swallow us. We appreciate you, O Lord, that you're giving us the opportunity to see the first Sunday in the month of April. We return all the praise to you in the name of Jesus. Altar of life, as we start today, we ask you to start with us. Lord, come speak to our hearts this change of days. Help us to be the hearer and the doer of thy word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the person beside you, you're highly welcome in Jesus' name. Let's see that as king and queens in the house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Let's give a clap offering to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us appreciate the choir. Let's clap for the choir once again. It's amazing. It's amazing. God is good. The Lord is good.
All the time.
Please, Bible reader, please open your Bible to the book of Psalm. Bible reader, please. Psalm 37, verse 29, please. Psalm 37, verse 29. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Make it fast, please. Let's go.
The righteous shall inherit the land.
And dwell in it forever. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you, I will inherit the land. In the name of Jesus, I will dwell in it forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Once again, I welcome you in Jesus' name. I pray may the grace of God find you and I in Jesus' name. My prayer for you today is this. As we celebrate the first Sunday in the month of April, celebration will not cease in your mouth in Jesus' name. Tell the person beside you, I will finish well in Jesus' name. Say to yourself, this is my month in the name of Jesus. I will experience fullness of joy in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking into a topic I tag. The benefits of living righteously. Who is a righteous person? What is righteousness? A righteous person, he is a person who listens to God's words. Not just listen to his words, but also obey his words. Tell the person beside you, do you listen to God's words? Are you listening to God's words? Are you putting what you have learned into practice? Have you put in what you've had into practice? It is one thing to listen. It's another thing to put it into action. It says a righteous man, a righteous woman, is one who listens to God's words and obeys it. He does not come up with his own rules or thought to do things in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A righteous man, a righteous woman, is one who listens to God's words and obeys the words of God. Hallelujah. I want us to go again to that book of Psalm 37, man.
We are going
to read from verse 29 to 34 of it. The righteous shall inherit the land. Continue. Continue.
The law of his God is in his word. None of his death shall pass. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to
Come again, Mama.
The wicked watches the righteous
and seek to slay him.
The Lord will not leave him.
But listen carefully, the Lord will not leave him.
Wait on the Lord.
And keep his ways.
And he shall exalt you to inherit the land.
When the wicked are cut off, you are, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, can you see the benefits of living righteous? When you live righteous, there's blessings attached to it. Righteousness is living right with God. Righteousness is to live according to the wills of God. Righteousness is to do the things He has required of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. The Bible says, I read from my own translation. In the state one of it, it says, the law of his God is in his heart. Not one of his steps will slip. When you live a righteous life, he will guide your steps. Your steps will not slip. The question is this. Are you living that life? Not everyone that goes to church are Christians. Not everyone that claim that they are child of God, are indeed child of God. But who are those children of God? Those that listen to Him. Those that obey what He asked them to do. He said in verse 33, the Lord will not leave him in his hand. The benefit of living righteously, he will not leave you in his hand or let him be condemned. So the person beside you will not be condemned in Jesus' name. I know who I am. I know who I am. I will not be condemned in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 John, quickly. Yes, sir. 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Are we there together? First John chapter 2 verse 29. It says, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Hallelujah. He will live righteously. He will live a righteous living. He is born of God. Are you born of God? Are you a child of God? It's a question you must ask yourself. Because he said, he will walk, he will live, he will practice righteousness is born of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will live a life. He will practice a righteous living. That is why I'm here to tell you today. He that kept you from January is still faithful to keep you
there.
But listen carefully. It will not be good to live from January to December without experiencing the fingers of God. Because some people finish the year and there's nothing to give account of.
But listen carefully. He said you will inherit the land. That is to say, he will bless you. If you live a righteous life, tell the person beside you, my prayer is this. Say, my prayer is this. My prayer is this. May I not finish this year without being blessed by God. Hallelujah. He will bless you when you live and practice a righteous living. Is somebody there in the house?
هل في شخص معنا هنا في المكان ده?
Is somebody in the house today?
هل في شخص معنا في المكان ده?
Please help me go quickly. Let me read a place quickly.
خلنا نمشي بسرعة.
John chapter 3.
ليوحنا أصحاح 3.
John chapter 3.
يوحنا أصحاح 3.
From 3 to 5.
من 3 إلى 5.
John chapter 3 verse 3 to 5.
يوحنا أصحاح 3 من 3 إلى 5.
He answered and said,
Most assuredly,
most assuredly,
I say to you,
unless one is born again,
he cannot
see the kingdom of God. Continue, please. He said to him,
How can a man be born again?
When he is old?
Can he enter the second time
into his mother's womb? Yes.
Most assuredly,
I say to you, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot and will not enter where the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A righteous living. You must be born again. A righteous living. You must take the decision. Not just being born again, but to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. To be baptized with water and spirit.
It says,
without this, you can't enter the kingdom of God. Benefit of living righteously. You inherit the land.
انت هتورث الارض.
Benefit of living righteously.
فوائد بتنك تعيش حياة البر.
His love will be on you.
محبة بتاع الله يكون عليك.
Benefit of living rightly.
فوائد بتاع انك تعيش في
البر. Enemy will rise but they will fail.
العدو هينحط ضد.
Do you know the reason why? The apple of his eyes.
انت حقب عيون بتاعه.
He cannot allow evil before you.
هو ما يقدر يسمح للشر يجي قدامك.
He will carry you in his hand.
هو هيشيلك في الدين بتاعه.
Lest you hit your feet against a stone.
عشان ما تضرب كرينك بالحجر.
He will command his angel concerning you.
هو هيوصي ملائكة بتاعه.
He said you will tread upon scorpions and lions.
قال انت هتدوس على عفاي.
But it will not hurt you.
قال لكن ما هيدمرك.
He said only with your eyes will you see the rewards of the wicked.
قال هتشوف بعيون بتاعك الاجر بتاع
الشر. These words are for those.
الكلمات دي للناس.
Who live righteously.
اللي بيعيشوا في البر.
Who practice righteousness.
اللي بيعيشوا حياة بتاع البر.
Are you living a righteous life?
هل انت عايش حياة بتاع البر؟
Are you living a righteous life?
هل انت عايش حياة بتاع البر؟
It's a question you need to ask yourself.
السؤال تسأل به نفسك.
How do God sees you?
كيف الله قد يشوفك؟
He sees you as a child.
هل قد يشوفك زي جنة بتاع؟
Or he sees you as an adopted son.
ولا قد يشوفك؟
Or
متبني.
A stranger.
أو شخص يعني غريب.
You can go to church all the days of your life and you have no relationship with him.
ممكن تمشي كنيسة كل أيام بتحيا بتاعه وما عندك أي علاقة معه.
You can go to church anywhere.
ممكن تمشي كنيسة أسبوع كويس.
Throughout your life and you don't know him.
حياتك كل وانت ما عارفه.
That is why he said, "My judgment will start from the church."
Because
not everyone that calls him Lord, Lord, good man, will enter the kingdom. But my prayer for you, that you will be called found worthy. You'll be found worthy in the name of Jesus. He will know you in the name of Jesus. He will father you. He will love you. He will care for you. Because why? You obey him. And you walk in his status. David was worst.
But God called him my friend.
لكن الله لا هو صديقي.
For he knows how to touch the heart of God.
لأنه هو يعرف كيف إنه يلمس قلب بتاع الله.
Beloved in the house.
يا أحبائي في المكان ده.
Are you living righteously?
هل أنت عايش حياة بتاع البر؟
Are you living righteously?
هل أنت عايش حياة بتاع البر؟
Who have an amplified version, please? Amplified. Hallelujah. Amplified version of John, that John of this way.
There is ترجمة ثانية.
He says what? Jesus answered him and says, "I surely you, I most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified." Did you hear that? Renewed, sanctified. Verse 3, John 3:3. He cannot ever see and experience the kingdom of God. Did you hear that? He can never see or experience the kingdom of God. My prayer for you is this. You will experience God's kingdom in Jesus' name. I say you will experience God's kingdom in Jesus' name. Here on this earth and in heaven in the name of Jesus. Beloved, live a life of righteousness. Why you there with me, please? James, quickly. James. James chapter 1. Let me read from verse 22 to 27 very fast, please.
But be doers of the word,
not just hearers only. Deceiving yourself. Now hold on dear. Many of us, we are hearers only. But we don't do it. But who do you deceive? Man, I can hear you, please. You deceive yourself when you hear and you do not put it into practice. You are not deceiving God. He's just like a student that goes to school and refuses to listen to the teacher. Who are you doing? Are you deceiving the teacher? No! You deceive yourself. Who will fail? The teacher? No! The teacher that will fail. So why are you deceiving yourself? What is the essence of deceiving yourself? When I know the result is not good, why should I? I shouldn't deceive myself. But what do I do, sir? Be the hearer and the doer of what you have heard. That is the only way you can receive the blessings of God. Ma, continue, please. Yes, please. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, not a doer, is like a man. He looks himself in the mirror. He observes himself. He goes away. Immediately. He forgot what kind of a man he was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That reminds me of my very wonderful son of mine. I love that boy so much. I love him too much. He's the only person that he will send a message. He will go and come back and say, sir, what did you tell him to do? He will run to the place. When he gets there, he said, what did they send me? He will come back. What should I go and do? This is like a man that hears the word and don't do it. He compares us to a fool. He's only a fool that will look himself in a mirror and forget who he is. Am I a man? Or am I a woman? Do I look good? How do I look bad? When he carries the mirror again, oh my God, I look so good. But when he keeps the mirror, immediately he forgot.
Tell the person beside you, I will not be a forgetful child. I will not be a forgetful child. I will listen, I will obey, and I will carry it out. Because why? The benefit is mine. It's yours. When he tried studying very well, he passed the exam. When he tried to not study, he will fail. Even though you pray. Hallelujah. God will close the mind. Don't blame God. God is not a magician. God will not write the answer on the wall. My daughter, Margaret, look up to the sky. I am writing the answer for you. It will not happen. But listen, when you look up, all you will see is the stick and the nails and the spiders and the cobwebs on the roof. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Children of God, are you there with me?
Yes, sir.
I remember a sister came to me. So funny day. And she came to me and said, Pastor, please pray for me. I said, okay. Sure. Okay, what is the prayer point so I can pray for you? So I will not pray mistakenly.
He
said, pray for me because I want to travel. I said, yes, good. Okay, how? He said, I want to use a fake document. Pray so that all the people of the airport, their eyes will close. I said, let us pray. I said, in the name of Jesus, they will catch you in the airport. Hallelujah. She said, no, it's okay. Don't pray. I said, believe me. Before you even get to the airport, they will arrest you. Because God is not a man. You don't just joke with him anyhow. You did not study, you want him to make you pass?
Study.
It doesn't work that way. I fast and fast and fast. You didn't study, you fast foolishly. Hallelujah. You are a prayer warrior. You pray and pray and pray and pray. You did not study. Sir, you will fail. Woefully. And God will be so mad with you. Benefits of living righteously is to do what he asks you to do. Study to make thyself approved. The book of the law must not depart from there. Your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and meaning what? Study. Hallelujah. Are we in the house today? Tell the person beside you, I will not be a foolish child. I will not be a disobedient child. I will listen to my father and I'll do what he asked me to do. In the name of Jesus Christ. Check out those that live righteously. Mama, he gave them instructions.
Allah Adam Talimat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we there together, please? Are we learning something? Are you learning something? Are you learning something? Please help me continue, please. In that same James chapter 1. Let me read verse 26, please. Yes.
Religion is useless.
It's useless.
Pure and wonderful religion before God and the Father is this.
Mm-hmm.
To visit orphans and keep oneself unspotted from the world.
What is the word, sir?
الكلمة دي شنو؟
Study.
إنك تذاكر أو تقرأ.
Study the world, the world of life, huh? Is it the world? The world, hallelujah.
Agra, al-kalima.
The world.
Al-alam.
Be a man, a woman that have heart towards others.
Al-indu, yani, galib al-nas al-thaniin.
Run away
منه,
from things
من
that will contaminate your spirit. Flee from it. Praise the living Jesus. Someone that is not contaminated. The world will lead you astray. It is the world that will tell you why you need to study. You can cheat.
ممكن يعني تخش كده
it is better
ده كويس
I told my student fail what
قال لي تعلم
fail what
طلبه بتاعه
fail with respect fail with respect
اسقط باحترام
fail with respect
اسقط باحترام
don't get one
ما تجيب ليه واحد
get zero
جيب zero
Hallelujah. You either fail with respect or you part with dignity.
You
go help us in Jesus' name.
Please
help me go quickly to the book of
Philippians.
Philippians, please. Philippians chapter 4. Are we there, please? Verse 8 and verse 9.
Finally,
brethren, whatever things that are true,
noble,
joy,
pure,
loving, continue, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you, meditate in the word of God. Meditate in the word of God. Hallelujah. Quickly, because of time, what are the benefits? What are the benefits if you live a righteous life? I have the 7 of it down. There are so many. Well, let me speak only 7 out of it. Number one, all things will go well with you. When you live a righteous living, all things will go well with you. Sir, please quickly help me go to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse
18.
Yes, sir. He says what? 6:18. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, and it will be well with you. You will go in and possess the good land which the Lord sworn to your father. Hallelujah. Righteous living. Obedient. Listen to the word of God.
It
says, and you will take it. All things will go well with you.
We'll
live a righteous living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a son of mine is a prophet by the grace of God, he went to minister in Enchants. When he got to Enchants, those boys saw him in the streets. And they said to him, they wanted to beat him, they wanted to cut him. He said, no, can't you see?
He's
a man of God.
Please
let him go.
He
just told them, God with you. And walk away. The grace of God was on him.
And
you know why? He lived a life of righteousness. It is not hidden. A boy that is living rightly can be seen clearly.
That
this child lived a righteous life. This one,
Your case will be in Jesus' name. Number two. Living a righteous life. The benefit of living a righteous life. You will live a life of overflowing joy. The joy of the Lord will flow. Hallelujah. Sir, help me go quickly. Psalm 106. Verse 3 of it.
Blessed are those
who keep or maintain justice, and the one who practice what?
Righteousness
at all times. Have you heard that? The one who practices will live a life of overflowing joy. The devil cannot seize your joy, can't steal your joy.
But
there's only reason for you to celebrate.
Number
3 of it. The benefits of living righteous. Your life
will
please God.
Allah.
Amen. The person beside you. May my life please God.
May
my doings please God.
Allah.
Proverbs chapter 21:3. Doing what is right, it pleases the Lord. Doing what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than your sacrifice. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, man. From verse 4 to 6, quickly. He said what?
Where the word of a king is.
Mama, again?
Where the word of a king is. There is power.
There is what?
Power.
Continue.
And he may say to him, he who gives his command will express nothing harmful.
Continue.
And a wise man's power
stands
both time and judgment. Because
for every matter,
there is a time and
judgment.
Because
the mystery of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the living Jesus. When you live a life of righteousness, your life will please God. Your life will please God.
Tell
the person says, my life will please God. Say, my life will please God. My life will please God. In the name of Jesus. When you live a righteous life, your life will please God. Number 4 of these. When you live a life of righteousness, you will reflect the Father's nature. You will reflect the nature of your Father. Your Father is righteous. Jesus is a righteous man. God is holy and will be holy forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will reflect the Father's nature. Psalm 25. Verse 8, there's no time. When you go back home, please read this, please. Psalm 25, verse
8,
and Isaiah 26, verse 7. Again, Psalm 25, verse
8,
and Isaiah 26,
verse 7.
Praise the living Jesus. Point number five. Benefit of righteous living. Your life will reflect God's love to other people. To others. People will see the love of God in you. When you go back from John 3:21. John chapter 3.
Johanna
verse 21. Point number 6. Point number six. You will flee from sin.
Sir,
righteous living does not hold sin, does not go with sin. They are not compatible. You might say in James, I'm just reading, it says, do not allow the world to contaminate you. Free from it, hallelujah. And number seven, the last
one.
No good thing. No good thing will he withhold from you. He will give you everything you ask. Help me go quickly. Please, my need to help quickly. Romans, quickly, as we rise up on our feet. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 of it. Romans.
And do this.
Knowing
the time. That now it is.
Yes.
That now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Awake out of what, man?
Out of sleep.
Yes.
For now our salvation is nearer.
Than when we first believed.
The night is fast spent.
The day is at hand.
Therefore.
And
let us put on the armor of light.
Please.
Let us walk properly.
And
in the day. And drunkenness.
Continue.
Nothing is licentiousness.
Verse 6, please.
Okay, for because of this,
The
author said that for there are God's ministers, and then he continues to this very thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he said in that verse. Verse 11 again.
And now it is. It's high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer.
Jump to verse 14.
Put on the Lord
Jesus Christ.
Make no provision for the flesh.
Fulfill its lust. Hallelujah. Then help me run to Rome. That's in Romans chapter 12. Verse 2 of it quickly. And do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That you may prove
what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah. God is good. The Lord is good. Children of God, are you serving God? I'm going to rise up on our feet together. Let's rise up on our feet. As we call the communion to come forward, please. Hallelujah. Let us come forward, please. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Beloved,
is
God love for us? Hallelujah. He lived righteously. That is why you and I have the privilege to take his communion today. I want you to close your eyes as you talk to your father in prayer. Begin to talk to him in prayer. Father, as I take of it, may my life be transformed. May I be changed from the inside. Hallelujah. The Bible says, on that fateful day, he took the bread, he lifted it up to the Father, he gave thanks to God. After doing that, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said to them, take of this. This is my body broken for you. Hallelujah. As you hold one in your hand, begin to talk to your Father. Our Father and our God, I pray for the communion that you bless it. In the name of Jesus Christ, as your people, take up the communion, O Lord. As we break the bread, as we take up the bread, Lord, may our spirit man be renewed. In the name of Jesus Christ. May we not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind. That we'll live to know your perfect will for us. Father, do this. Bless us. As we partake together, begin to talk to your Father as calling us in worship song.
Oh, God, yes, oh, God, because.
Father, we thank you, we glorify your name. Lord, as we partake of the body broken for us on the cross of Calvary, I pray, Almighty God, that it bless our spirit man, that it change us, O God, and make us the adopted your children, Lord. Make us the as our children for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to live for you and you alone. May our life radiate your glory. May our life reflect your nature. May our life draw men to you. May our life draw women to you. May our life draw young to you. May our life draw old to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Don't partake together in Jesus' name. The Bible says the same thing he did. He took the cup and he gave thanks to the Father. He said, Father, bless it. After that, he passed it on to his disciples and he told each of them, he said, take, drink of this. This is my blood shed for you on the cross of Calvary. Whenever you drink of this, remember what I've done for you. Begin to talk to the Father. The Father, wash my life. Wash me clean from the inside. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We'll partake together in Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for everything. We glorify your name. We worship you. We worship you. Spirit of God, I pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again. In Jesus' most precious name. Amen.